Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, just so you know, unless you've been living in the woods or a cave the past few days, Kevin Wilson did tell us last Friday Richard Lego will start a quarterback against Florida International on Thursday night. But as the coach was telling us, Lego didn't inherit the spot, he earned it. And the junior college transfer has also gotten better with some techniques that, well, Kevin is hoping will relate to a successful opener and a successful season.
He really had to work as a big guy, had to work a lot on his feet because, you know, he can move around and such that he can get in some bad positions where his accuracy goes down. So when he gets his feet set, he's really, really accurate. But as a bigger guy, sometimes, you know, big guys take long steps and you can overstride, you can't get through, you're pointing left, you're throwing right, so it's, you know, you can get off. He's picked up the offense well. I think communication is always hard in what we do, being able to verbalize and talk, have command presence. And so that, you know, as a young guy, it was getting up to speed there. It was getting his feet underneath him because when he's setting on target, he's really good. To me, the concern is this game one. You've been practicing. We've been trying to do every game situation we can, as much as we can. It's still not the game. How does Richard Lego, like, what's his leash? I don't know, but I'm curious to see how he reacts in a game because I know he's been great in practice. Hey, when the bullets start flying, do you maintain the calm and confidence, make the adjustments you need? So they're going to be a really good football team. They got a lot of veterans, and can we walk that 2x4 trust board of now the risks are greater. Trust yourself. Believe in yourself.
Well, the Hoosiers of Coach Kevin leave tomorrow morning late for Miami. The Panthers at 7:30 on ESPNU. Don't forget Sports Talk with the Olympians, the gold medalists, Lily King, Blake Peroni tonight. Join us, won't you? Live from Yogi's, we'll start a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I hope you listened last week to running backs coach Dylan McCullough. You know, depth is certainly no problem at running back heading into Thursday night's home and road opener down in Miami. Rookies, couple of, we'll call them vets, all mixing together. But the centerpiece is Divine Redding, who will carry a 3-game streak of 100 yards plus into the opener on Thursday night. 1,000 yards plus last year, 9 touchdowns. I asked him the other day at practice what he's expecting, well, out of himself here in 2016.
Man, I'm just expecting everything, man, just for me to go out there and give it my all for my team and just try to win more.
Where do you get better this year? Not bad last year, but now you got a name in the league.
Just to kind of just, you know, finishing more, man. Just the overall, just everything. I worked on everything in the summer. So, man, just getting better over everything, the overall.
You know, Coach McCullough's had a great track record with RBs in our stable. Talk about your influence that he's thrown on you.
Just go out there and play. I play for Coach. Coach is like a father figure to me and the other RBs. He's a great man. It's kind of different because he makes you want to play for him. Like, he makes you want to do things for him. He makes you want to know the plays for him. And that's just the kind of aura he give off.
Well, Divine Redding, he doesn't miss much when he's checking off his own personal worksheet of to-do things. And by the way, a year ago, he got good work against Florida International, carried 16 times for 53 yards. Don't forget, gold medals in tow. Lily King, Blake Peroni with us tonight on Sports Talk a little past 6. Hope you can come in and say hi to our Olympians. Reds-Dodgers game 2 tonight, pregame at 10. I'm Joe Smith.